Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Fast away, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Wednesday, 10th of March, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man and background to the news, sport, business, sea watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person tonight. 75 new cases of COVID-19. That's a total of 580 active cases. We have seven people in Nobles Hospital. On the way, the Manx Grand Prix and Classic TT cancelled again. When will the local elections be held? Now is not the time to increase car tax, says the government. And those rearranged vaccinations, all on lockdown three, day number eight.
Dan Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
And first of all, 29 minutes before six, these are the update news headlines. Fastamai, Alex Watton.
Fastamai, 75 new cases of COVID-19 have been detected on the Isle of Man. As of the latest update, there are 580 active cases, with seven people now in hospital. Just under 500 people are waiting for a test. The overnight sailings have been cancelled due to gale force winds forecast in the Irish Sea and island wide. A yellow weather warning is currently in place for the winds and coastal overtopping. That's in operation from 6 o'clock this evening until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. And an MLC has called on ministers to be honest about whether eliminating COVID from the island is still a realistic goal. Government has published an exit strategy outlining how the current policy could shift from one to living with the virus. Further afield, and the Metropolitan Police officer held in connection with the disappearance of Sarah Everard has been arrested on suspicion of murder. The man in his 40s was initially detained for suspected kidnap. Police have been searching areas in South London where she went missing, as well as Kent. And Piers Morgan has stood by his comments about the Duchess of Sussex, who's understood to have made a formal complaint about him. He quit as presenter of Good Morning Britain, says he doubts Meghan's interview remarks about her mental health. Those are the news headlines, news in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Garamaya, thank you, Alex, from the Ronald Sway Met Office. Irish sea weather projecting gales and severe gales for the next 24 hours. You heard tonight's Ben McCree sailing is cancelled. Obviously, the overnight return. Tomorrow morning's sailing is in doubt at the moment. We'll know at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning if it's going to happen. Showers this evening on the island, then heavy rain overnight on a gale force wind coming in from the south, veering westerly towards dawn. The rain will clear them down to 5 degrees through the night. For Thursday tomorrow, Jordan, sunny spells, isolated showers on a strong and blustery westerly, daytime maximum 8 degrees. Overnight minimum is 4. And for Friday, Jahenya, sunny with intermittent showers on that strong west-southwesterly, top temperature is 8 degrees. There is a yellow weather warning for gales and coastal overtopping tonight. Look out at high tide around Shore Road in Rushen, Castletown Promenade, the northern end of Douglas Promenade and Laxey Prom, sunset 12 minutes past 6. The all-important high tide, a minute to 10 tonight, so a couple of hours either side of that may have a problem. Low water 19 minutes past 4 in the morning, sunrise 16 minutes to 7, tomorrow morning's high water 22 minutes past 10.
Manx Glass and Glazing are able to offer an emergency out-of-hours boarding-up service. Call 491918.
And please be aware, if you're driving across the mountain, high winds and fog is the message from the Matrix sign. So 75 new cases of COVID-19 have been detected on the island. As of the latest update, 580 active cases, seven people in Nobles Hospital, just under 500 people awaiting for a test. And people who had their COVID-19 vaccination appointments rearranged have been contacted. The message from the Department of Health and Social Care, which says it's had to change the vaccine timetable at your Chester Street hub. The details from Tessa Hawley.
Appointments for second doses of the Pfizer jab have been moved to later this week, tomorrow and Friday to be precise. The DHSC says it has contacted people by telephone, letter and email, something disputed by some of our listeners.
I was told to come back on Thursday. I've received no... I'm looking at my emails now. The last email I've had from them was on 6th of the 2nd to give me the dates of the first and second injections. The first lady says you should have been informed, but we received nothing.
She looked my date of birth up and everything else. She said, you sent a letter. And I said, I didn't receive any letter. And then she proceeded to say, tell me that I spoke to you on the phone. I said, you didn't speak to me. I left the premises feeling quite annoyed. You can only praise the people that's working in these jab centres because they do really work hard and everything works like clockwork. But I felt let down when I arrived there. They were told, no, you're not having it today.
I turned up at the allotted time and I was told that I'd got the wrong day. Now, I've not had any notification to say it was changed from the original time. And the lady at the desk told me that it was now the 11th, which is this Thursday. So somewhere along the line, people were turning up because they'd not been notified.
The department says the vaccination programme is working at pace to deliver the vaccine to the most vulnerable in the community swiftly and efficiently. Timetables, it says, do have to be occasionally changed to maximise the use of resources and to match staff and supplies to those registered for vaccination. It's also confirmed that there is a protocol in place not to administer two different types of vaccine through the hub at the same time.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
This year's Classic TT and Manx Grand Prix have been cancelled. Enterprise Minister Lawrence Kelly, MHK, says it's to protect the Isle of Man's health and well-being amidst the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Peter Maddox is the chairman of the Manx Motorcycle Club.
I don't think it came as a surprise to any of us because of the circumstances that the island finds itself in at the moment. The Manx Grand Prix in particular is increasing its interest around the world, and therefore we get a lot of visitors and competitors from all over. And clearly in the current environment, people travelling here and being part of our event is a major problem.
Having no road racing, essentially, for 2 years, we've already seen the TT cancelled, the Southern 100 has announced that they've cancelled as well. How big an impact does that have on the island?
It's a major attraction. The Isle of Man is known for its road racing. The TT and the Manx Grand Prix have over 100 years of history behind them, and the Isle of Man is synonymous with road racing. One of our concerns is not just the lack of road racing on the island, but the lack of preparedness of riders who may reappear next year because there's the shortage of racing around the world.
So do you envisage it being a difficult recovery for the sport after 2 years essentially written off?
It will be interesting to see whether we lose some of our regular competitors, for example. But at the moment, the Manx Grand Prix has a massive amount of interest from riders who would like to come here for the first time. So we don't really envisage a problem with competitors because there's a big queue of people who would love to come and race here.
At what point do you turn your attention to 2022?
Probably yesterday, in the sense that we're already running under normal circumstances. We operate about a year in advance. So as soon as our Manx Grand Prix finishes the end of August, beginning of September, by November, we're already planning the following year's event. We're talking to potential competitors, and we have to make our preparations and get permission from people like the ACU ready to hold the following year.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
So the Ben McCree left Heathrow this afternoon at 8 minutes past midday. She got in to Douglas about 10 to 4. Tonight's 7:45 sailing is cancelled, and consequently the 2:15 coming back, which we don't know whether the papers are going to be arriving, if they've managed to charter a plane yet. Tomorrow morning's 8:45 is in danger as well of not happening because of disruption and cancellation because of the weather. You'll hear the decision from the master tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. And remember, due to the closure of the border, the steam packet's fast craft season's been delayed. The HSC Mananan won't be recommencing services on Thursday, 25th of March. It'll be providing cover for the Ben McCree's period of overhaul, which is from mid-April. And, of course, the Arrow, the MS Arrow, will provide the freight service.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
The chair of Arbury and Russian commissioners has welcomed the decision to delay local authority elections for a second time. It's after Timwell members unanimously backed a motion to postpone the ballot, which was due to take place on the 22nd of next month, April. Various options have been discussed, including holding the vote on the same day as the Keys election in September. Jane Glover, MBE, spoke to our local democracy reporter, Chris Cave.
I think the two primary discussions were about a July date, 22nd of July, or leaving it until after the general election in September. And I think there was also mention of perhaps doing the two elections at the same time. After having had discussions with our clerk, Phil Gorm, we feel that doing it at the same time as the general election would not be the right thing to do. You could end up with candidates that perhaps stood in both elections and ended up not getting a seat in either place. So for us, we know that campaigning, talking to the community is important. So the lead-in time to the election is very important. I think July is a possible date. If not July, I would suggest that October, November would probably be a better time.
How much does democracy suffer with decisions like this, though? I mean, how effectively can local authorities function if there are people on the boards who simply don't want to be there?
That's certainly not what I've witnessed, let's put it that way. I think there are people that, although they perhaps did want to stand down, there are people that have been posted for a while and it's important to them. So I don't think, I think if what you're trying to say is would it affect the decision making, certainly from what I've seen, I don't think it would affect their decision making processes.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions.
Good evening, it's 18 minutes before 6 o'clock. Hong Kong's Cathay Pacific Airways has reported a record annual loss of $2.8 billion for 2020. Its poor results were due to a sharp downturn in travel during the pandemic, along with major restructuring costs. Cathay had warned it expected its second half losses to be worse than the record first half loss of $1.3 billion. Last year's loss compared with a profit of $220 million in 2019, when profits were hit by political turmoil in Hong Kong. Cargo was the best performer for Cathay, although it too saw a downturn because of the reduction in passenger flights, which also carry cargo, caused a reduction in capacity. And Hong Kong's flag carrier, of course, unlike many other airlines, doesn't really have a domestic travel market to fall back on.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions, a global financial network you can trust. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed higher as US inflation data eased some of the market's concerns. The dollar ticked higher, oil moved lower, and gold moved higher as US Treasury yields eased after subdued inflation data. In corporate news, Just Eat Takeaway said it would keep up its investment drive as the food delivery company reported surging sales. Legal & General reported flat annual operating profits as well. The numbers now at the close in London, reported by Ramsey Crookall. The FTSE 100 is flat at 6,725. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.7% at 14,540. The Dow Jones Industrial up 1.1%, 32,192. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index is up 0.3% at 13,119. And the S&P 500 up 0.5% in Chicago at 3,895. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1, $0.385, €1, €0.168, and 21 South African rand, $0.012. Finally, in commodities, gold is up 0.25% at $1,718 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil down 0.3% at $67.06.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
And if you're listening to this edition of Update as a podcast anywhere in the world, any time of day or night, we thank you for choosing Manx Radio's Update. An MLC has called on the Manx government to be honest about whether eliminating COVID from the Isle of Man is a realistic policy. Ministers have outlined an exit strategy which estimates a return to normal this September, but Kate Lord-Brennan spoke to Ewan Gawn and said the Isle of Man will be better off learning to live with the virus now rather than putting that off until a later date.
We are going through this very black and white approach where it's lockdown or not lockdown. And at the moment, the island hasn't really had much experience of dealing with other ways of living with the coronavirus.
So what other ways do you mean?
Well, I think if there was a gradual approach to knowing when certain events were going to happen, whether that's people going back to work, people going back to schools, whether as an initial reaction to cases of coronavirus there were to be social distancing, you know, a stronger push on masks and recognising that the vaccinations are helping in this scenario, I think we need these other measures in, because otherwise, when are we going to get out of this lockdown? Will there be further lockdowns? And is that really in the best interests of the island? Because it is causing hardship, particularly this third time round.
But every lockdown that we've exited has been exited on a graded scale. So I'm struggling to see the difference.
I suppose it's about how you use those other mitigation measures, isn't it? So I think there's plenty of people that would have said if there were certain measures taken and prior, for example, to this lockdown, that would have actually, you know, been beneficial, that would have been helpful. We would not have just then had to go to full lockdown. It's not that long since we, you know, we're only in March, we're in the second lockdown of the year. I think when we moved from out of the January one, although there's absolutely a wish to get people back to school and work, that was also quite a blunt ending too. So the point is, the island's not had any experience of trying to do anything else apart from eliminate. And I think that with the vaccines on the way, people need hope. They want to know about how they can live normal lives. We need to be addressing what mitigation looks like, not bumping that down the road for discussion another day much later in the year, which I think is what the exit strategy does.
Manx Radio Sport.
Bastamai, Tim Glover.
Brandon Kane was back competing after time out because of a broken humerus in November. Unfortunately, when he was training for the snowboard cross, he hit a net at high speed. It resulted in concussion, 3 broken ribs, a punctured lung and internal bleeding. This week, Kane released an update on his Facebook page saying he's taking a lot of time out before starting rehab for next season. The post reads, "As it stands right now, my lung is feeling good. Started exercise again this week and hopefully heading up snowboarding again sometime in the coming weeks. Feeling good and positive for the future and looking forward to big changes this summer leading into next season with GB Snow Sport." The Manx Border finished by thanking everyone for their kind messages and support. Robert Page, further afield, will continue to deputise for Wales manager Ryan Giggs as their 2022 World Cup qualifying campaign begins with 3 games this month. In November, several newspapers reported Giggs had been arrested on suspicion of assaulting his girlfriend. His bail has been extended to the 1st of May. Wales begin their World Cup qualifying away to Belgium on the 24th of this month. And looking to tonight, it's the Champions League. Liverpool play RB Leipzig. They lead 2-0 on aggregate. And then it's Paris Saint-Germain against Barcelona, with Paris leading that one 4-1 after a stunning performance at the Nou Camp. And in the Premier League, Manchester City kick off at 6 o'clock shortly against Southampton at the Etihad Stadium.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Open as normal during this circuit break.
10 to 6 on Manx Radio. The 10 to 5 patient transfer, Loganair to Liverpool, hasn't taken off yet, so it's at least an hour late. So the return at 6:40, 20 to 7 this evening, is looking a little shaky. so do be aware of that if you're expecting someone back. High winds and fog on the mountain road. The Ben McCree 7:45 sailing is cancelled, so no overnight return. Tomorrow morning's 8:45 will be decided at 7 o'clock. Glen Elford Road in Ramsey is closed to vehicles between the junction with May Hill and the May Hill service lane for a new sewer connection. They're also suspending the parking in Glen Elphin Road due to nearby construction. That's what the new sewer connection is for. Portown Road in Peel's got a 50-mile-an-hour speed limit for new DOI signage. Quarterbridge Road between Peel Road and Tramode Road is closed from 6 till 6 overnight for resurfacing and footpath construction up to the new curbstones. Mona Drive in Douglas got some closures around there and waiting prohibited for the Douglas Promenade scheme. And look out also in South Prom in Douglas, there are some closures on footways and parking suspensions for the refurbishment and building of the new lifeboat station.
Quayside Tyres use Xmist to sanitise all vehicles and is available for your home or workplace. For tyre requirements, we can come to your drive or workplace with no call-out charge during the circuit break or arrange collection and return. Call 66 4417.
Plan changes to car tax, vehicle duty, have been put on hold after an admission that now is not the right time to impose increased charges. The admission from the Department of Infrastructure, which yesterday pulled plans to put Vehicle Duty Order 2021 before Tynwald.
Among the changes due to be brought in were a general 1% increase in vehicle tax, a surcharge for diesel cars, and the introduction of road tax for electric vehicles. But Minister Tim Baker has now admitted defeat, saying in light of the COVID-19 pandemic, he should have waited for a more suitable time.
We've got some big challenges facing the island in terms of the COVID situation and the lockdown. A lot of uncertainty for the public and very much a recognition that the types of changes which were envisaged in this vehicle duty order needed much greater engagement with the public than we were able to provide right now. The initial reaction we're getting from the public showed that there was a lot of concern about those. I think, to be fair, some of those were well-founded and some were because we hadn't been able to explain the proposals clearly enough. We just felt that people have got enough to worry about at this point in time. People's finances are under pressure. It was better just to not proceed with the order and to then come back to this at a far later date when things are much calmer and we can have that dialogue with an engagement with the public.
And that reaction Mr. Baker mentions has been evident. These listeners contacted the man in line to express their thoughts.
Well, there should be a much fairer system than just there's going to be a few people who's going to be hit so hard.
What we should do is all the government should give up their pension, their gold-plated pension, and basically we wouldn't have to then increase the road tax and they could fix the roads.
I don't think the average person on the Isle of Man realises quite how much we're ripped off for road tax or whatever they call it.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
A Manx Motorsport Medical Response Charity, which is used in events like the TT and Manx Grand Prix, has been able to lend a hand to the Isle of Man Ambulance Service during this lockdown. Hogg Motorsport provides pre-hospital care and rescue in racing events, but also offers its resources to others that need it. Here's a volunteer, Stuart Greaves.
It's been very, very quiet motorsport-wise. We have had a few local events to cover, but the major events have been curtailed. We have always had our vehicles available, and of course, in times of national crisis, we have teams on standby waiting to be called should the need arise. And our vehicles are always ready to go. We've always felt it's a shame we are not just a motorsport charity, but an island resource. So we're always available and happy to give our resources to the general public and indeed to support the Manx community whenever possible.
How does it work then logistically when you are called in? I know you're proud of how quickly you are able to lend a hand and your respond times have been very effective. How does it all work?
Quite simply, we just get a call from a duty officer at the Isle of Man Ambulance Service asking for a response, and then it comes through to me, and I will put out a note on Messenger or WhatsApp to see which crew are available, because as we're volunteers, it depends on the time of day, work schedule, and we do our very best to provide whatever vehicles we can in the shortest space of time possible. It is very dependent on time of day and availability.
Well, on that availability then, where do you get most of your volunteers from, and are you well furnished with volunteers?
We are always looking for more volunteers to support us. Our volunteers are from all walks of life. We have lots of different individuals. It makes us an interesting team and adds a wide range of talents.
That's it from Update tonight. Returning tomorrow evening at 5:30. Thanks to newsreader Alex Watton, producer Tessa Hawley. I'm Andy Wint. Stay home, stay warm, stay safe. It's going to be a blowy one tonight. You take care now.